So let's review. Our daf begins the 8th parak of Masechta Ksubos, parak Ha'isha Shenaflu. Our Mishnah presents 4 cases in which the wife wants to sell or give away her Nichsi Milug properties. Nichsi Milug are those properties which are not assessed and written to the Ksuba. They remain in her possession, she owns the guf, and the husband merely has the rights to its payris, its produce, or profits. It must be pointed out that he enjoys the rights to the payris only after Nisuan, but not during Erisin. However, the question is whether she may sell these properties during Erisin, because it potentially deprives him of his rights to the payris after the Nisuan. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'isha shenafla nechasim ad sheloy tis'aris, moedin b'shamei b'sila shemecheres v'nesenes v'kayim. B'shamei b'sila agree that an arusa can sell nechasim milug properties that she acquired before her Erisin. The Gemara explains that this is because Vadai b'schus enaflu. The properties were certainly hers when they came into her possession, and the Erisin is only a suffix whether they enter the husband's possession. The Mishnah continues. Nafalo mishnis arsa. If she acquired the Nichsi Milug properties after her Erisin, but before her Nisun, and she wants to sell or give them away while still in Arusa, there is a machloikis. Bisham Eimrim Timker, she may sell them. Ubisal Eimrim Leit Timker, she may not sell them. However, Beisham and Basil agreed that if she went ahead and sold them, that the sale is valid. The Gemara explains that the reasoning of Basil is because there is a suffix. We don't know if it's hers, because she may not go on to the Nisuan, or if it's his, because she may go on to Nisuan. Therefore, she should not sell them, but if she did sell them, the sale is valid. The Mishnah presents a discussion regarding this halacha. Amar Bihuda, Amar Chacham Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. Hayil v'zacha be'isha, lo yizke b'nechasim. Since through Erisin the husband was zoich in his wife, he should also be zoich in the properties. If so, why if the wife sold the properties, is the sale valid? Amar lehem ala chadashim on the b'ishim, ela sha'atim megagal inas ha'yishanim. We are ashamed of the din that a wife is not allowed to sell nechsi milog that she receives after nisuin, because they actually belong to her. And now you're asking that she should also not be allowed to sell nechsi milug that she received as Narusa and while she is still Narusa? The Mishnah continues with a third case. Actually, Nisus v'Nisus, if she received the nechsi milug properties before her Nisun, and after her Nisun she sold them, b'diyeved the sale is valid. However, the Ketchila, she is not allowed to sell them. The Mishnah presents a discussion regarding this halacha. Amr b'chanina ben Akavya, Amr lefnei Reb Gamliel, Hayel v'zacha be'isha le'yizke b'nechasim. Since through Nisuin, a husband was zoich in his wife, he should also be zoich in the properties. If so, why, if the wife sold nechsi milug, is the sale valid? Amar lehem, ala chadashim anu b'ishim, ela sha'atim megagal inas ha'yishanim. We're ashamed of the din that a wife is not allowed to sell nechsi milug that she receives after Nisuin, because they actually belong to her. And now you're asking that she should also not be allowed to sell nechsi milug that she received before Nisuin? A fourth case. Nafla mishanissus. Elu ve'elu moedim shemachar benasna shahabal moitzim yad lekuchas. If she received the nechsi milug properties after her Nisuin and she sold them, in this case everybody agrees that the husband may take them back from the buyers. The Gemara qualifies that which the Mishnah says, habal moitzim yad lekuchas. It only refers to b'chayeha u'l'peiris. While the wife is alive, the husband continues to enjoy the rights to the peiris. However, la'achar misa b'gufa shel karka, after her death, the land belongs entirely to the buyers, because the gufa karka always belonged to her, and subsequently to the buyers. However, takanas usha later enacted that even la'achar misa b'gufa shel karka, after her death, the husband gets even the gufa karka, because as Rashi explains early in Daf Nun, the Shavini Rabbanon Kilikeach Rishon. The Mishnah concludes with an opinion that argues with the din in the third and fourth cases, where a Nisua sold Nechsi Milug. Reb Shimon Chaylik ben Nechasim le Nechasim. Shimon holds that it doesn't depend on whether the woman received the Nechsi Milug before or after Nisua. Rather, it depends on the properties. Nechasim hayidu en lebal, loy timker, b'machar b'nas nebatal. If there are Nechsi Milug that the husband was aware of, the din is that leketchila, the wife should not sell them. And even b'dieved, if she sold them, the sale is not valid. She'einin yiduin lebal, loy timker, v'emrach b'nos nekayim. if they are nichsim alug that the husband was not aware of, for example, they came to her as a Yerusha from Medina Sayam, the din is that liketchila the wife should not sell them, but b'diyeved, if she sold them, the sale is valid.